from KQED.
California is home to a rich diversity of plants and animals, but as the climate changes, some of those species are struggling. If habitats change faster than species can adapt, should humans step in and help? Gretchen Weber tackles the question as part of our ongoing series, Climate Watch.
I'm driving through the lush green hills of Tilden Park in Berkeley, and just as I turn onto South Park Drive, there's this locked metal gate across the road, which wasn't there last summer. It turns out they close the road every year to make way for the annual migration of California newts. For 4 months every winter, the pocket-sized orange-bellied salamanders travel down from their summer home in the hills to their breeding grounds right across this road.
I think the high point that I remember was there were 188 newts that were scraped up off the road in one day, like after one rain event.
Dave Zuckerman is a naturalist with the park. He says in order to save the newts, they had to close the road.
When it first happened, it was picked up like by the Associated Press or something, and I got quoted actually like in a one-paragraph story. And I swear, I got postcards from all over the world. I mean, not a lot, but a few internationally just saying thank you for saving the newts.
But what happens if you can't close the road? Let's say when the barrier in question is a major freeway or a shopping center or greater LA. And what if a whole species needs to move to survive? As the climate changes, that's a question scientists and land managers are going to be wrestling with more and more. In fact, a recent study published in the journal Nature found that the world's ecosystems may need to move, on average, a quarter mile each year to keep up with shifting conditions. Some scientists think that we humans may have to step in and start moving species ourselves. It's called assisted migration. And it's a pretty radical idea.
Well, yeah, of course, tremendously controversial as it should be.
Tony Barnowski is a paleoecologist at UC Berkeley.
You know, ecosystems are very complex things, and you might think you're fixing one part by introducing a species, but then you're inadvertently messing up another part.
Intentionally introducing a species to a new ecosystem has always been a risky business, fraught with potential unintended consequences. Think European rabbits wreaking havoc in Australia or Asian zebra mussels outcompeting natives in the Great Lakes. But with the combination of a changing climate and a landscape increasingly packed with human-made obstacles, some scientists think that assisted migration is an idea we're going to have to consider if we want to protect the planet's biodiversity. Historically, when the climate changed, populations usually adapted with one basic strategy. They moved.
Back then, these species did not have factories, farms, freeways, and urban settlements to cross. So we're in a very unique situation.
That's Stanford climatologist Steve Schneider. He says today it's not only the landscape that's a problem for migrating organisms, it's also the pace of climate change.
We are changing the system not only 10 times faster than it normally does in natural circumstances, but we've created highly disturbed landscapes so that those species, which used to have a free range of where they could go, and as the climate changed, they found their new niche, they now have to cross very, very, disturbed areas that they can't live in.
Which raises some thorny issues. If species can't get to where they need to go to survive, do humans have the responsibility to move them? And if we do, there's the not-so-small issue of who gets to play God, in effect, by deciding which ones are worth saving. And then, of course, who pays for it? Because it won't be cheap. And once they get there, what if the climate keeps changing? Do we move them again? Rebecca Shaw is the Director of Conservation for the Nature Conservancy of California. She says that assisted migration should be a last resort strategy for very specific cases.
Because the climate will continue to change through this century, you'll need to constantly be following the climate suitability as it changes for that species. And so it's going to be an expensive option, but it may be the only option for some species.
Most scientists expect California to get hotter and drier in the coming decades. There's evidence that plant and animal habitats are already starting to shift both northward and to higher elevations in response to climate changes.
Climate change is causing species to shift their distributions. So that means Joshua trees moving right out of Joshua Tree National Park.
Healy Hamilton is one of the authors of the Nature Study.
We don't have a conservation strategy yet that will really assist us in preserving species who are moving in response to climate change as they move right out of the areas we've designed to protect them.
Hamilton says that the historic strategy of protecting areas with static boundaries is no longer sufficient. Rather than trying to move a single species, she says, we need to help all organisms to move themselves by providing connectivity or corridors between existing protected lands. So that like those newts in Tilden Park, when species need to move, they can. For the California Report, I'm Gretchen Weber.
Should humans step in? Tell us what you think on our website, californiareport.org.